السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. The US Embassy rejects حزب التحرير's Gaza Memorandum, ignites Muslim resolve. News. حزب التحرير Malaysia, HTM, organized a protest outside the US Embassy yesterday, the 28th of February 2025. Voicing strong opposition to the U.S. President Donald Trump's alleged plans to annex Gaza and facilitate the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians. The demonstration, attended by hundreds of activists, culminated in the submission of a memorandum condemning the plans. Embassy officials, however, declined to accept the document. Comment. The U.S. Embassy's dismissal of Hizb ut-Tahrir Malaysia, HTM's memorandum, is more than a diplomatic snub. It is a reflection of the arrogance that has come to define a declining superpower. History is replete with examples of empires that crumbled under the weight of their own hubris. The United States appears to be following a similar trajectory. From the unwavering support for the illegal Jewish entity to its colonial ambitions in regions like Gaza, America's actions reveal a desperate attempt to cling to its waning global hegemony. Donald Trump's alleged plans to annex Gaza, absorb Canada, or seize Greenland is not merely the whims of an individual. They are symptomatic of a broader Western agenda to dominate and exploit. Yet, such ambitions are destined to fail. The Quranic promise. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah has promised those who believe and do righteous deeds that He will grant them succession in the land. Surah An-Nur, Ayah 55. Serves as a reminder that divine justice is inevitable. Oppression, no matter how entrenched, will always be met with divine intervention. The return of the caliphate, Khilafah, is not a matter of if, but when. The divinely ordained system, which transcends man-made borders and political systems, will dismantle the structures of colonialism and restore justice to oppressed peoples, including the Palestinians. The caliphate will judge tyrants by the Islamic law, ensuring that figures like Donald Trump are held accountable for their actions. His mouth will be shut, not by human hands, but by the weight of divine justice. He, like so many before him, will learn the lessons of history, that no power can stand against the will of Allah. The protest outside the U.S. Embassy in Kuala Lumpur is not an isolated incident. It is part of a broader awakening within the Muslim Ummah. The Western powers grapple with internal divisions and geopolitical squabbles. Muslims around the world are uniting under the certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan transcends the schemes of man. Gaza symbolizes this truth. No embassy's refusal, no president's threats, and no amount of political maneuvering can halt the inevitable return of the caliphate. The harder America resists, the closer it draws to its own demise. The Battle of Khandaq serves as a poignant historical parallel, just as the Ahzab, coalition against Islam, disintegrated under Allah's decree. So too will the modern-day oppressors find their plans unraveling. The caliphate's return is not merely a political shift. It is a spiritual awakening, a restoration of divine order in a world plagued by injustice. It will bring an end to the era of oppression and usher in a new dawn of justice and equity. Those who have arrogantly dismissed the voices of the oppressed, like Donald Trump, will witness the fulfillment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise and learn the lessons they so desperately need. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Dr. Muhammad, Malaysia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.